Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
To Washington now, there may be some increased bipartisanship, at least on immigration reform. But what about the actual workings of Congress itself? If we're to believe Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, there may be bipartisan unity coming together with a consensus to actually fix some of the procedural problems, particularly in the Senate. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us from Washington, D.C. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
Filibuster reform, dare I say the words?
You shouldn't dare to say them because that's not what they got. And I want to move you off the notion, unfortunately, that despite the overwhelmingly bipartisan vote, there was a lot of bipartisanship going on in this issue. You saw an overwhelming vote in the Senate last night to tweak the Senate rules on delay tactics and filibusters only to prevent Harry Reid from shooting a hostage. So that's not what I qualify as real bipartisanship. Here's what they agreed to.
Wait a minute. Harry Reid is holding hostages?
Harry Reid was holding a hostage. Harry Reid
Barbara
was...
Boxer?
Well,
Mitch McConnell?
She was on board. Mitch McConnell was not. What Harry Reid has been threatening to do for well over a year, to the delight of liberals and filibuster reformers everywhere, was to pretty drastically alter the filibuster rules in the Senate, the thing that many people think sets it apart from the House, but not do it with, look, you can change the Senate rules, but you need 67 votes to do it. And Mitch McConnell's not providing 67 votes to change the rules to make his minority weaker. So Harry Reid said, we're going to do what Republicans threatened to do in 2005 to eliminate filibusters on judicial nominees. We're going to use a procedural quirk on the first legislative day of the new Congress, and we're going to change the Senate rules in a quirky way with just 51 votes and use the vice president as president of the Senate in a convoluted way to do it. And that is why I tell you it's shooting a hostage. Another metaphor, which you've probably heard, is the nuclear option.
It's the sort of Kim Jong-un approach to the Senate.
And so when you saw an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote last night for something much, much, much less bold, it wasn't necessarily that everybody had a kumbaya moment agreeing that the Senate needed to change. It was, whew, the nuclear option was not invoked. If you like my other metaphor, Harry Reid didn't shoot the hostage. We'll take this.
All right. So where does it go from here? I mean, I guess the question really for most Americans is, can they get the wrangling and the little sort of chess gamesmanship out of the way and actually use this to deal with something like the debt ceiling? Is this going to really play during some of the fiscal discussions between now and the end of May?
It doesn't really help drastically. It moves things along a little quicker. Here's what the rules changes do in a way that's relevant to what you asked, so that we don't have to dive too far down into the weeds. Most bills, big bills, small bills, most of them, you get two big chances to filibuster. These rules changes, John, keep both chances. There are still two big chances to filibuster. You still need 60 votes to get anything done. What it does do is shorten the amount of time that's inherent in the Senate rules. Once you end a debate, you got to stand around for a day and a half, sometimes 2 days, just because the rules say you have to. And that's how the minority gums things up, and how Republicans, in this case, really have been gumming things up for Harry Reid in the Democratic agenda in a big way over the last couple of years. This streamlines some of that time, not all of it, but Mitch McConnell and his Republican allies still have two chances to filibuster any bill that comes down the pike. You got to keep that in mind. It for lower level judicial and administrative nominees, those go much faster, but to be honest, most people aren't too concerned about those, except that they do tend to pile up and can be also used as delay tactics. They can be held hostage and stuff like that. Doesn't do much else than that. So on the big issues, for instance,
Todd,
John, and go ahead.
Will you yield, please? We have to take a break.
A little filibuster there.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. So the delay goes away, but the monkey wrench doesn't come out of the spokes. That's
lots
the takeaway.
Lots of monkey wrenches still left.
Thanks, Todd. Have a great weekend in the weeds there.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.